This is the LRN Listening Examination, January 2017. Level 3, C2. Section 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Water on the floor. What's all this water on the floor, Bob?
A pipe must have burst during the night and flooded the whole store. I'm afraid a lot of merchandise has been damaged, Helen. I'll have to close the store until the leak is fixed and the water drained.
That'll cost the earth. Not only will you have to pay for the repair, but there'll be a loss of revenue as well. What's all this water on the floor, Bob?
A pipe must have burst during the night and flooded the whole store. I'm afraid a lot of merchandise has been damaged, Helen. I'll have to close the store until the leak is fixed and the water drained.
That'll cost the earth. Not only will you have to pay for the repair, but there'll be a loss of revenue as well. Registering for a course. Speakeasy Language Centre. How can I help you?
I'm interested in joining an advanced French conversation course, preferably in the afternoons.
There is an afternoon course running at the moment. You will have to take our free level assessment test before registration to make sure the course is suitable for you.
That'll be fine. Can I register online or do I have to come to the language centre?
Either way, the registration fee is £40. For more information on the course, you can visit our site. Speakeasy Language Centre. How can I help you?
I'm interested in joining an advanced French conversation course, preferably in the afternoons.
There is an afternoon course running at the moment. You will have to take our free level assessment test before registration to make sure the course is suitable for you.
That'll be fine. Can I register online or do I have to come to the language centre?
Either way, the registration fee is £40. For more information on the course, you can visit our site. Gardening.
I really can't see why you're so fond of gardening, Judy. I find it dull and exhausting.
Well, Nick, I can give you more than one reason. For a start, my grandparents and parents are all avid gardeners, so gardening is in my blood. Then, it's so satisfying to plant something and see it grow, whether it is just an ornamental flower or something headed for the kitchen table. It's the best way to escape whenever something in my life drives me mad. Would you like to hear more reasons?
I really can't see why you're so fond of gardening, Judy. I find it dull and exhausting.
Well, Nick, I can give you more than one reason. For a start, my grandparents and parents are all avid gardeners, so gardening is in my blood. Then, it's so satisfying to plant something and see it grow, whether it is just an ornamental flower or something headed for the kitchen table. It's the best way to escape whenever something in my life drives me mad. Would you like to hear more reasons? Missing a deadline. Bob, I desperately need your help.
Sure. What is it, Karen?
You see, I've kept putting off the project for my history class and now it's due. There's no way I'll be able to meet the deadline, and I was wondering if you could come up with a good excuse that I can use.
Well, you could say you ran into unforeseen problems and ask for an extension. But if I were you, I'd tell the truth.
And fail the course? No way. Bob, I desperately need your help.
Sure. What is it, Karen?
You see, I've kept putting off the project for my history class and now it's due. There's no way I'll be able to meet the deadline, and I was wondering if you could come up with a good excuse that I can use.
Well, you could say you ran into unforeseen problems and ask for an extension. But if I were you, I'd tell the truth.
And fail the course? No way. Going to an art gallery. Listen to that, Peter. The art gallery in the centre is exhibiting the work of young but promising artists, along with that of well-established ones. Some of the young artists are presenting their work for the first time. We both have the day off today, so what about going to the exhibition?
Going to art galleries isn't my cup of tea, Mary. I had a difficult day at work yesterday, so I'd rather spend my day off relaxing at home.
Listen to that, Peter. The art gallery in the centre is exhibiting the work of young but promising artists, along with that of well-established ones. Some of the young artists are presenting their work for the first time. We both have the day off today, so what about going to the exhibition?
Going to art galleries isn't my cup of tea, Mary. I had a difficult day at work yesterday, so I'd rather spend my day off relaxing at home.
Cooking hamburgers.
What about going to the burger house for dinner, Beth? I'm craving a juicy cheese top burger.
Why not make them ourselves, George? I've got the perfect barbecue recipe.
You looked so worn out when you walked in that I thought you wouldn't have the energy to do anything.
Well, work was draining today, but you know that cooking is the best way for me to unwind.
Okay, then. You prepare the hamburgers and I'll grill them. What about going to the burger house for dinner, Beth? I'm craving a juicy cheese top burger.
Why not make them ourselves, George? I've got the perfect barbecue recipe.
You looked so worn out when you walked in that I thought you wouldn't have the energy to do anything.
Well, work was draining today, but you know that cooking is the best way for me to unwind.
Okay, then. You prepare the hamburgers and I'll grill them.
A wedding gift. My sister's wedding is in 2 weeks from now, Bill, and we still haven't bought her a gift.
Why don't we just give her money instead, Jane? At the end of the day, if they have cash left over, they can go and get what they need.
Hard cash is a very impersonal gift, but I have to admit it's practical. I imagine they'll welcome it, and it'll certainly save us the time and worry of looking for the right gift. My sister's wedding is in 2 weeks from now, Bill, and we still haven't bought her a gift.
Why don't we just give her money instead, Jane? At the end of the day, if they have cash left over, they can go and get what they need.
Hard cash is a very impersonal gift, but I have to admit it's practical. I imagine they'll welcome it, and it'll certainly save us the time and worry of looking for the right gift. At a club.
You don't look like you're having a ball, Tracy.
How could I, Tim? It's not just the deafening music that is getting to me, but also everybody has to scream and shout to make themselves heard. I don't want to spoil your fun, but could we get out of this place?
I'm having the time of my life, and I'd rather stay, but anything for you. You don't look like you're having a ball, Tracy.
How could I, Tim? It's not just the deafening music that is getting to me, but also everybody has to scream and shout to make themselves heard. I don't want to spoil your fun, but could we get out of this place?
I'm having the time of my life, and I'd rather stay, but anything for you.
Moving to the city. Why did you decide to come and live in London, Chris? I'm so fed up with city life that if I had the chance, I'd quit the rat race, move to the countryside and lead a simple life.
Come on, Kate. You mean you'd prefer a dull and sluggish life to a life full of excitement?
You've been here for less than a month. I bet you, you'll soon see the ugly side of city life. Why did you decide to come and live in London, Chris? I'm so fed up with city life that if I had the chance, I'd quit the rat race, move to the countryside and lead a simple life.
Come on, Kate. You mean you'd prefer a dull and sluggish life to a life full of excitement?
You've been here for less than a month. I bet you, you'll soon see the ugly side of city life. A football game. What's all this fuss about, Michael?
The car battery is dead. Can you believe it? I'll never make it to the football match now.
You can always watch it on television. Then you can avoid all the hassle of finding a parking space and you can watch all the replays.
You must be kidding, Emily. I want to be close to the action. I want to experience the atmosphere and excitement firsthand and hear the roar of the crowds.
What's all this fuss about, Michael?
The car battery is dead. Can you believe it? I'll never make it to the football match now.
You can always watch it on television. Then you can avoid all the hassle of finding a parking space and you can watch all the replays.
You must be kidding, Emily. I want to be close to the action. I want to experience the atmosphere and excitement firsthand and hear the roar of the crowds.